This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Shalom Aleichem, who else is there? Okay, oh, you are on. I thought you said you're not. Okay. Good. So we're holding here in the Geras Taimon Ukvar Hodi Eina Bori Al Di Daniel. Alav Hashalom, right? Okay. So he spoke here about the different oppositions that have arisen to Torah Hamitis. Ukvar Eina Bori Sparch Al Di Daniel Hashalom Shadavaze Osid Liyos. This was all foretold through Daniel, that there will be this type of opposition. Let's just explain a point, I guess, that the Rambam finds intriguing. We don't have Avodah Zarah, only Avodah Zarah, and it's very natural for us that the alternative religions are sort of like Judaism. They're sort of, you know, a Torah, God, a revelation, and so on. The way we have it, that's what we grew up with. Going back to a time when everybody who was not Jewish was Oyved Avodah Zarah, so you come to a remarkable situation. So I have all of these people. So this is a very normal mahalach. We have God, they have a wind God, they have a sun God, everyone has their own little God. That someday everyone will stop having known God, but everyone will be coming along with a imitation God. In other words, the other religions are by and large like Judaism, from Judaism, fighting Judaism, is a remarkable change. And that's why he says there's a nevuah to that. The idea that Shiyamoid Odom Vigaladash Tidmudas Hemis really took a Navi to tell us. Not something at all that frustrates intuitive because we live it. But for somebody coming from then, it was not at all intuitive. Vidabigdolus Vyayma, Shiyodel of Ruch Nevuah, Venosnai Sefer, Vishadiba Bere Imoi, Vamula Bere Kaitzebezem, Harbis Tvarev, Ama Daniel Keshesipa Midas Melach Edoim. So, Daniel spoke about things like that when he spoke about Edom, which is Christianity. Vedima Amidas Mishuga, he also spoke about Muhammad coming to the world. Vechia Noitseach Lemelech Edom Melech Paras Vyavon, Le Karen Semacha Shaorcha Vegodak Mashbazim Absukim Lamim Vyachidim. So, The psukim in Daniel definitely indicate this. Sheminyanim shenigul b'metzias klaim ba'olam ve'ein lepsukim ein pirushim acherim ala kepshatam. Looking at what happened, you say that hey, this is exactly what happened. V'kshekein oma mistakel havis b'karnaya. I was looking at his horns. Ve'elu keren achri ze'ira sulkis b'nehan. A small horn popped up. Uslos min karnayu kadmiyoseis akim kadama. And the three horns fell out because of this one horn. In other words, this horn overtook the other ones. It had human eyes on this horn, and it had a mouth that spoke very haughtily. So he says, look into this mushroom and you'll see something extraordinary. He saw a small horn growing, sprouting. And he was wondering, hey, this one was able to overcome or outdistance three other karnayim. He saw that this was quasi-human. So here he had a horn, which always symbolizes a malchus, triumph, etc., push its way past three other horns, which was Yavan, Paris, and Rome. And it had some quasi-human features, eyes and a big mouth, klaima. Sheha'oimid hazeh, this one who's rising up, Yidameh das, will project a religion, Shetidameh das alaikis, they'll be human-like. In other words, the human form is Torah, is Yiddishkeit, and he will project a religion that will be human-like. V'yoyma, shu navi, he'll say, I'm a big navi. V'yar bedvarim, and he'll say big things. And Daniel says he's going to try to change and destroy the Torah. Shekeinam, he said, v'yisba lashnoya zimne v'das. He will want to be mevatel the religion and the ma'adim. V'yishavim v'yodei, and he will have the power ad idon v'idonin uplag edon. Until Eden, Idan, and Oplag Eden, a Zman, and many Zmanim, and a half a Zman. Which obviously we don't know, because if we'd know, we'd know when Mashiach's coming. This is something which is, first of all, he's learning Pshat that it's talking about Malchus Yishmael. It's one of those. It's one of those shailas always, where does Yishmael fit in? The Rambam definitely feels that he fits in. Rav Nezer also holds that the last Malchus is not Rome, the last Malchus is Yishmael. There's a lot of talk about it back and forth, but the Rambam here certainly says that there's a remiss to Yishmael. Ushloisha ha'ma'arim ha'elu, klaima, these three groups that have come to uproot Yiddishkeit. Klema, hakat ha'nosis, those are trying by the force of the sword. Vakata to'enes tainis, and those that are arguing with us, the polemic with us. Vakata mizdam ledasenu, and those that seek to be similar to us. Kulon yevedu. They will all be destroyed. And even if there'll be a tkufa when there's victory seems to be theirs, it's not going to last for a long time. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geizer and Klal Yisrael and Maftiach to them. She calls man as man. She yamrels and she soul shmad. That any time that there will be a gzeir of kolonich and kol yisrael, shu osid the salkal asiroi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove it. In other words, we have haftach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we will last. We will, you know, as tough as it is, we will outlast them. The shekenam David ruach hakodesh misapeh b'lashon ha'uma. David HaMelech speaks very strongly about the complaint about the terrible gullus we're in and the terrible tzaris and so on of the goyim on us. But still, with all of their pressure against us and their overpowering, they do not have the ability to destroy us. Even though they pursue us and they mitzair us with Shmad and Gzeiris. Shekeinam adal ha-sholam rabbis haruni min urai yomani Yisrael, rabbis haruni min urai gam lo yochlili. That's what the Pasuk says. Many, many they've caused Klal Yisrael tzaris, but they couldn't best Klal Yisrael. I guess we have 1,000 years more history the Rambam had, and that stayed true all the way. And we haven't had a lack of gzeiros, and yet we outlived them. Va'atem achinu, he says, ha'enchem yodin sheminachvet zeras sheichichis solavet of azara. V'leitzem etzem al danil ha'meshav azariah. Don't you know that in the days of Chanetza, they forced Kaisel to wherever the Zara? The only ones who didn't was the Daniel Chaim Shah Azaya. The safety of a Hishmida Haboris is Allah Behavid Nimusai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed him, destroyed his religion. The Chazar Emes Mashahoisa. Becheni Rabbi Bayeshenik, she govern Machas Yavon Hashav, he goes to Shmaris Dolus and Mishun Zisrael, Labir Adas, he goes to Chilas Shabbos Lofer Bis Mila, Shechto Kach Nisrael Belevushay, Sheinam Chelik Hashem Ke Yisrael, Veshe Yochik Bikerin Asher Kiyin Azev, Achakach Yachresh Boy. That's interesting. So the Rambam has a bit of a different gear set than we normally have. First of all, he says everyone had to write it on his garment. And then he also had to put it on his shor as he was plowing. The 52 years this gzeira lasted. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them. You find Pamachas Gozer Malchus Yovan Hashor Shmala Yisrael Vishalma Yisrael. The word Yovan is an insert of some sort. I don't know if the Rambam's insert or whoever inserted it, but I think it says Malchus HaRashah, if I'm not mistaken, or HaMalchus, and yet Klal Yisrael had Shalom. Kach v'kach goz aleim v'chakach v'mevat avoyez v'agzeri hi v'yemash v'soysa v'yemevatl umash v'sagoy zoysa. There would be gzeris, and then Klal Yisrael, the gzeris would stop. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would then destroy the people and made the Gzeiris. V'chein Amr Chazal Shmod Avida the Bottle. The Marek Subis says that Gzeira Avida the Taylor, that you don't just simply cancel a Gzeira because of a Takana because of Gzeira, because a Gzeira is Avida the Bottle. Okay, Eftiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yakvavino Al Sholem. And this is a beautiful Taich and a Pasuk that Rambam gives. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Mavtiach Yaakov that despite the fact that Umos Olam will oppress Klal Yisrael, Kassel will remain, and those who have attempted to enslave them, they will disappear. K'may Shenema, V'hoya Zaracha Kafar Aretz. Kloima. Even though Klal Yisrael will be trod upon, like the earth that everybody trods, soif sheyigbu v'natzeichu. The safest, they're going to win. V'chein al derech ha-mashal, the mashal is k'moysha ofa b'chrisa yala adarsa moysay v'yishoya huva adarsa soleya moydu. The earth will cover those who step on it, and the earth will remain and not to be able to step in it. So the earth is something everybody tramples on, that's universal, and everybody ends up inside the earth. V'hinei, b'ya yeshayel ha-shalom v'donim m'shoyesh ha-kadosh baruch hu, sheho'uma azo is kol yimei yoyse b'golos, kol mishayala machshavta eskaba lehem anas eisam, efshol yasa yatzliach. HaKadosh Baruch Yeshayahu informed us that Klal Yisrael, as long as it's in Golus, whoever is going to want to harm it, he'll be able to harm it. Avol, b'achrisa yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu moysia v'yasem enechal yevekeva. But the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save Klal Yisrael and get rid of those that they're harmed. Shekeinu mechazus koshugid lana haboyged boyged boged bashedet shedet ale elon suri modai kolan chosi shbati. So I'm not sure exactly what he saw so much in his pasuk. His pasuk basically said the people that will betray us and the Elom and Modai. I don't know what of all the pasuk and what he found here. Back upon him. V'chein iftichon amoyra de neveinu shaloi no'avad v'lo yasem on a kliya v'lo yinosel oylem yos uma chasida. So he said, we will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avtachatos is he will never destroy us. And we will never ever The Rambam says three things. Shaloi noivad, we will never become lost, meaning that if we choose to opt out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never let it happen. That's one. V'lo yasim on a kloya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never destroy us. V'lo yinosolim leosim chasida, we will always be the chashev am. In other words, this is keneged the Christians who say that because we sinned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched teams and is no longer with us. That is also wrong. Just like it's impossible that Mitzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes battle, ken i'efshe she'noivad v'nispatu min oilam, we can never become battle. She'kein oma keni Hashem le'sheni sivatim le'akav le'chlisem. So this is, when we talk about Klal Yisrael, you know, b'shimcha kras ha'shmeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Klal Yisrael with the Shem Hashem, that means that there's a certain chalois aleikus on Klal Yisrael, and that chalois is something which is embedded in the etzem mitzias of Klal Yisrael, and it's something which is as immutable. It's, since we are the Ratz in Hashem, and we are the ones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for Tzoynoi, so that means that we have we're part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mitzias Kaviyachol. In other words, all of the Inyanim that one associates with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one associates with the things that Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu associates that with Klal Yisrael. So our Ratzon being tied up, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon being tied up with our Metzias means this. So he says, The HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never be Moas us bechlaleinu. If you could measure Shemayim Lamala, v'yechokru moistars lamata, and you could get down to the depths of the earth, in other words, if that ever would happen, which means it never happens, gama ni emas bechol zera Yisrael, ashekol asha osnu Hashem, or beinyan ze beeina iftichon rebetoyal de Moshe Rabbeinu al-Shalom, shekein kosev afgam zez yisem veretz aveyam le'maasem galtum ha'isem, lo febisi itam kin Hashem akeyam. Now, it's interesting. The Ramchal is in Das Tunis. He lists different types of kfira in the Achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, he lists the stuff like if someone says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when he speaks about kachav, he speaks about mazalos, they have a kachav, you know, the regular things in Emunah that one would associate with a kfira in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Achdus. He also mentions that if you believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machlif, an umma, the Klal Yisrael to another umma because he did too many averus, that also goes into that getter. The Chura on the surface is a little bit hard to understand a Mayit Shemitah Har Sinai. Yes, anything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nitzchias and so on, but why would I, what does it have to do with being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not throw away Klal Yisrael? I mean, it's two separate things. And I think the gather is because it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon is open for change. Basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said, I want Klal Yisrael, and that would include in it, one would assume that it would include in it a haftacha that Klal Yisrael will always be good. that you can't say that Klal Yisrael is going to be that Klal Yisrael is going to be bottled, because once HaKadosh Baruch Hu links us with Him, then this is part and parcel Kaviyachol that's Metzias. And if this is something that is mutable, your Kaviyachol saying that His Metzias is lacking. There's something there, a kfir of sorts, in a very Metzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's linked to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzias. I want to talk a little bit about this. There are shaylos that are asked that different sfarim deal with along the lines of being that the world has changes in it. Things come and go, and being a Kadosh Baruch Hu's yediya covers everything. So, wouldn't the changes in the world reflect itself in changes of his yediya? That's sort of a different types of questions along the same lines. That has to do something with the ebb and flow of things in the world, which are definitely not constant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon and Yediyah and however you want to call it, that are constant. Those are questions that Sfarim talk about in different ways. Maral speaks about it in some places. But let's understand it from this perspective. If I tell somebody, you know, I'm putting down, I don't know, something in front of my house, and I don't do it, I didn't keep my word. If I say I'm putting this down in front of my house, and then I take it away a week later, so I change my mind. If I say I'm putting down something temporary for a week in front of my house, when I take it away, I didn't change my mind. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no din or dvarim. There's no shailas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making things and those things don't last and so on and so forth. He made them as nivroim, and nivroim don't last. So everything in this world that comes as a nivra, He created it as a nivra. And if He creates it as a nivra, nivroim have in themselves inherent limitations. And these are the limitations of a nivra. So if I tell somebody I'm buying a pet dog, so the question why the dog is not 5 foot tall, the answer is because dogs aren't 5 foot tall. It has to do with the chayfis, it has nothing to do with me. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's brings things into this world, they are nivroim, and that was His ratzon. His thought is to bring Nevraim into the world. Nevraim have limitations. And therefore, any limitation that you impose on a Nivra is because of his Metzias of Nivra, not because of the Borei Chabai. Well, says it's also in many places. The Nivra reflects in itself both the Borei and the fact that it's a Nivra. And the fact that it's a Nivra gives it its limitations and so on. But the thing that I create that is the core rutzen of what I want, that has a different getter. Going back to the mashal, if I create something in this world and then it disappears, if I created it as a temporary scaffolding for something, as a temporary entity, so its disappearance is not a stira at all to my to what I said. So for Umas Olam, there is no their whole metzias is for a tachlis other than themselves. Their tachlis is not realized within themselves. That surah that they have as they are umas ha'olam doesn't do anything for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's only when they're mitzvah to Klal Yisrael or however they help Klal Yisrael or whatever it is that they become mechubah to it. But within themselves, they're there as a need, as a temporary need. The need the world needs to have this, ones have that. So their disappearance in no way contradicts HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Kol Yochel, as a Nitzchi. Had he created them lechatchila as beings forever, then you have a kasha. You couldn't do what you set out to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set out to put in a temporary scaffolding, so that's that. It says, "Moshe, imagine Big Gvir orders, he's making a party, orders some sort of structure for the party, marquee or whatever it is." And then someone says, "Well, why are you taking it down if you're so wealthy?" Like, the answer is, you lechatchila made it as a temporary structure. That's what you did. So there's no tainus. Klal Yisrael goes to the etzem ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted from the bria. That's the mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. It's a ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that does not depend on anything else. He wants Klal Yisrael, obviously when they're doing Torah, but he wants the etzem tzur of it, and therefore it's not shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu would get rid of them, because this is what he wants be'etzem. It's just like when a person wants something and he can't get it straight, he reroutes, he detours. Those reroutes and those detours are just other echatimtzos getting what he wants. So the constant that stays is what he wants. If I want the candy bar on the top shelf, I'm going to try, lifting up my hand and getting it down. That doesn't work, I'm going to try standing on a chair. That doesn't work, I'll use a ladder. If somebody's looking, I'm going to close the door. Hechetimtzes change. The Guf HaDavar never changes, by definition. V'atem Achenu, he says, Chizku v'amtzu v'shon al-psuk v'elamitim. Be firm and strong, and depend on and rely on these psukim. V'al yevhil eschem ha-shmad isn't talk for eschem. And don't allow the shmad to confuse you. V'al yafchid eschem toike v'yara oyev aleichem v'chol shesim aseinu. And don't let the strength of the goyim and our weakness to frighten you. Shekolein ze einarak nisoyin ubchina. All of this is a test. Laharos amunasim chibasim ba'olok. To show the world how much amun and chibi you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is, by the way, very much with the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is that the purpose of Nisoyan is to become a banner and to show to other nations. The word Nisoyan is demonstration. It's probably the best word for Nisoyan. That's how he says it. So we demonstrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his we demonstrate our Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu by standing firm in the face of Nisoyan. That the only one who hold on to the Das HaEmes of Yaakov, Hazera Torah Vanoki, Shenemalem Ubasvidim Hashem Koirei, Ubeir Shem Yechidim, Vehem Anoshim, Sheomdu Avoisem Al Sinai, Veshomadim Biagvura, Veshoch Yedehem, Vamunasim Labris. In other words, they were mekabel bibris to hold on to emuna and so on. V'kivul atzman ha'maisiv ha'kabola v'omu k'rilash liba shem nasa v'nishma. They were mekabel themselves to do it and to accept it. V'chivu dovaz aleihem v'alaboy machreihem. And they accepted it as a choyv on themselves and generation to come. Shekin kosov lonu v'lein ar oylam. U'kvar ha'hiftichonu ha'boy yisbarach ki'odom ha'nichnes orav l'chaveiroi. V'daylon ha'bar v'usoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maftiachos with a gather of arvis, and it explains what arvis is. Voidi onu shekol mi sheomer al Sinai shemaminu v'sabenu bechol ma shebal yodei. that anyone who Rav Hoseim was in Har Sinai, they will remain firm in Torah mitzvahs. So I'm not sure where he sees over here the sked of arvus that he's talking about. He's saying, where exactly does it say a lashon of arvus and so on? It does say yes that anyone misha amar Har Sinai. But I'm not sure where there's something. I mean, so he says a pasuk. Shekein Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Hinei Anochi Bo Alecha Ba'ava Anan, Mavo Yishma Ha'am B'Dabri Imach V'Gam B'Choye Min Eloylam. So he says over here that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, V'Gam B'Choye Min Eloylam. So. There's aftocha here, I guess, in the side that they will always believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's part of aftocha. I'm not sure what he says before the word arvus, not as a melitza, but he says kvayftichon abayis barach ke'odam anichnas arav lechaveiroi v'daino revus HaKadosh Baruch Hu told it us. In as if it would be arvus. I don't know where he sees that, but I'll point out the pasuk does say v'gamochay min olam, which definitely sounds like a prediction that, you know, it's a haftacha that it'll be true. The figure shadas shekol mishnat nerach hadas hanesuim ma'im lahu she'enoy mezera hanoshim ha'heim. So this is an extraordinarily powerful statement. V'cheinu marzein azal. I'll call mistapik b'nevuah la'omda b'ez Har Sinai. That if somebody has a suffix in emuna la'omda b'ez Har Sinai, not clear where this chazal is or what it is exactly, it certainly is deductible from the pasuk. The pasuk says gam yichamina lo'ilam. It's obviously anyone who's descendant from that Maimon Har Sinai. This would go into that klal. It's interesting. He certainly puts a finger on there are machshavas that bring a person to this, that cool a person out of Bredes Hashem. There are certain types of machshavos that dampens a person's emunah, and therefore it's something which is a person needs to avoid because it's dampened their emunah. In all of these type of mamarim, there's a curious part over here. It says kolamistapik b'nevuah la'omda b'ez Har Sinai, as that somebody was mistapik b'nevuah. So everyone was there, and nevuah is implanted in him. I mean, emunah and moshav is implanted in him. But so if I see somebody who's not a maimon, I write it off as him not having been at Sinai. But that becomes a vicious cycle, or I don't know if a vicious cycle becomes a cycle. I can't. If the person is a maimon, then I say good. If the person is not a maimon, I say obviously wasn't Raglav wasn't Emir al Sinai. There's no way I can test that. There's no way I can say. I guess in a case, let's say we have two brothers and one is not Bikurus and one is a big maimon, what would you say over there? If the Raglav was Emir al Sinai, so both would be, you know, if the answer would suffice, then both would be good. If not. Okay, I'll go upon him. I think we'll hold it here. Any questions? So we'll hold him on the Fika Chachinu Kol Yisrael. Any questions? Okay. So, good night, cult of all the best pious. Next week, I think so. Just going to take a quick look. I don't think there's any issue. I think Tuesday is better, probably. Yeah, regular. Okay, b'seder gemor. Take care. Bye.